All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys being here. You know, just a quick statement for me. Overall, our record this season's obviously disappointing. We're all disappointed. We have higher standards. Me personally, our coaches, our players, the entire building has higher standards. We're currently analyzing the season, and what we must do to improve is already underway. The injury situation was an issue. It's something we're going to clearly be working on this offseason. However, it's not an excuse. And the silver lining is that it forced a lot of younger players to step up. And we like a lot of the way a lot of those younger players responded. You know, we're not going to sit here and hide behind our youth and injuries. We need to evaluate everything, and we need to get better. John and his entire coaching staff deserve a lot of credit for keeping our team focused, tough, and prepared. Looking ahead this offseason, we have an opportunity to improve our team through free agency and the draft. Guys, we got a lot of work to do, and I know that. We're going to take advantage of the position that we're in. We're top five in cap space this year in free agency. With that comes major, major responsibility. We're picking extremely high in every round. We got to take advantage of that. There's been significant change to our roster since we arrived here, only 19 players on the team from the previous regime. The goal is to look for long-term solutions that lead to long-term success. It's not a quick fix building a team the right way. To get us on the right track long-term, that means drafting well and developing those players. Our goal is to keep adding young, talented players to this team our fan base can grow with and eventually win Super Bowl championships. I don't think that now is the time to get into individual player contracts. I understand we have a lot of players coming out of contract, and that's going to be a priority for us and a lot of important decisions. Very soon, we'll have personnel meetings with our coaches and scouts. We'll break everything down. We'll have a detailed offseason plan going forward from that meeting. Guys, we're going to be aggressive and calculated this offseason. We're in a position to do so. We'll have a clear understanding of our roster and where our needs are and where we want to add to each position. I'm honestly extremely disappointed in this season, but I'm honestly excited going forward. My message to Bears fans is simple. We're going to get better. We will improve. I hear you. But I also understand this is just talk. This meeting is just talk, and we got to show actions. We got to show results. I fully get that. With that, John, I'd like to say a few words.
Yeah, you know, Ryan did a good job there of surmising. But, you know, really on the season, you know, obviously 3-13, you know, is not acceptable. The buck stops here. I think there's no doubt that, you know, coming off of 6-10, we had higher aspirations. It just didn't happen. Looking hard at myself, all the coaches, everybody involved in football, there's no doubt we have to get better. Our issue is consistency, and it was playing four quarters, sound, solid technique, fundamental football for four quarters. Did we get close? Yes. Not consistency just in what we're doing football-wise, but even with people. I think, you know, lots been made of the injuries, and it's not so much about the injuries as it is it creates inconsistency. We'll be better in that area. Ryan touched on that. It's an area that we're going to look at hard. It is a rough, tough game, and things do happen, but, you know, again, everything starts with us and how we're prepared. Some positives, and I think some of the positiveness moving forward, you know, is the young talent, all right? Jordan Howard, you know, Cody Whitehair, Cam Meredith, Leonard Floyd, Nick Kwiatkowski, guys that got opportunities to play, maybe because of injury, maybe just because of changes in the roster. But even additional pros that are vets that we signed, Danny Trevathan, all right, Jarrell Freeman, Josh Sitton, Akeem Hicks, you know, along with veterans guys that you know, we upped, Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, Zach Miller, Kyle Long, guys that did not have the consistency in games available to play. Again, that's not an excuse. It's reality, something that we have to look at hard in every phase because, again, the buck stops here. We've got great resources or currency, Ryan talked about. The only thing positive about 3-13 is draft order. All right, we're going to have good currency in the draft with the third pick throughout the draft, and we're going to need to make good decisions in those areas. And time will tell. And like Ryan said, talk is cheap. But we do have good cap space where we can go evaluate and try to better our football team that way. Like I said, on the injuries, just to touch on it again, a lot's made. We've been here 2 years now. We had some injuries in practice last year. We looked at the fields. The organization did a great job in creating a safe environment there. More of our injuries happened in games. We're looking very hard and analyzing all that from start to finish of everything we do. Also, to Bears fans, I can tell you this, that this is foreign territory for me as well as a coach, and it is going to get better. We've got the best fans in the league. Even though it might have been a full house, there were some late games there at the end. Even though our record wasn't great, they want a winner. They want it bad, and we're here to deliver it to them. And I appreciate them, home and away, some of the best fans on the planet. Much like, you make promises, and again, like Ryan says, show me. I spent a year in Missouri, and I understand, and I feel the same about the fans, is this won't happen again.